You're listening to SBS News.
While the Australian federal government is pushing for the phasing out of COVID-19 quarantine and testing measures, health experts are warning that the virus is on the rise and should still be taken seriously. Many Australians are now depending on the accuracy of rapid antigen tests to return to their workplaces. Professor Catherine Bennett, Chair of Epidemiology at Deakin University, is cautioning against the over-reliance on rats due to accuracy issues.
The rat tests approved in Australia all have, on paper, a really good sensitivity or accuracy, detecting 80% or more of cases. But in reality, we know it's a lot less than that, particularly in home use. And also other things like how the tests have been stored, whether people have consumed food or brushed their teeth in the half hour before the test, all of those things can also impact it. And people have had trouble reading the results as well. So all those things in the real world reduce that accuracy, and I think possibly down to somewhere like 60%. So you might be missing 30 or 40% of cases on that first test.
Miss Bennett says COVID-19 symptoms should always overrule a positive RAT result, and symptomatic people should still quarantine rather than go back to their workplace.
If you use these tests multiple times, so if you have symptoms or you've been exposed and you test and you get a negative result and then you test again, you're less likely to keep missing it every time. So repeat testing will pick up more, but at the same time, each time an individual test is done, we know it could be missing 1 in 5, that 20%, but in reality it might be more like 1 in 3. There might be a third of cases or more that are missed. So you have to bear that in mind. Symptoms always should override test results, so that if you have symptoms and the test result comes back negative, then you'd still be assuming you have COVID until you rule it out.
While almost 90% of all Australians have received the first two doses, rates for the booster shot are below 50% of the population. Professor and infectious disease paediatrician Robert Boy says with the easing of government restrictions and the potential inaccuracy of incorrectly applied RATs, Australians who haven't already should get their booster jab.
It's known very clearly that if you've had the third dose, you're extremely low risk for being hospitalised and dying. The risk of hospitalisation or death if you've had your third dose is at least 10 times lower. And I'm personally very grateful that I had my third dose at Christmas time. And anyone who's only had two doses so far and is waiting to get the third should do so with alacrity.
Mr. Boy says the second booster, available from April 4, will be even more helpful for Australians with compromised immune systems. He says if during winter the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation sees substantial results of the additional booster, they'll consider a widespread recommendation for the general population.
So the second booster is extremely relevant to people with poor immune systems, people with immunosuppression. There's 500,000 Australians who've got cancer or had chemotherapy, high-dose steroids, bone marrow transplant. Those people would benefit from that fourth dose, as would people aged 65 and over who have immunosenescence. Their immune system is getting old. And for them, the fourth dose is also relevant. It's available from April the 4th. It will provide greater and stronger protection for a longer period of time.
Whilst hospitalisation and death rates have dropped since before Australians had access to the vaccine, and symptoms are generally easing, Professor Michael Toole from the Berner Institute warns against overlooking the dangers of COVID. He says long COVID will be an issue for the health system, and a quarter of COVID-19 patients will likely experience continuing symptoms.
It now looks pretty clear from the overseas data that around 25% of people will end up with long COVID. And that's probably the same in children and adolescents. So those people will have problems going back to work, coping with their schoolwork, and will be a burden on the health system. So we shouldn't just be looking at deaths as an outcome of this infection.
Mr. Toole says PCR tests are more reliable than RATs, and there's a range of accuracy levels among the different RATs approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration. He also warned whilst many Australians are seemingly less concerned about COVID-19, cases in Australia are on the rise.
Last Thursday, but take note that the weekend figures are always low, partly because fewer people get tested at the weekend, and partly because there's a bit of a delay in reporting from the laboratories. But if we go back to last Thursday, The country reported 63,000 cases. Now, that was the highest since early February. So there's definitely been steady increase in the number of cases.
Facing the new highly contagious BA2 Omicron subvariant, health authorities are appealing to Australians to come forward to get their booster shots. In New South Wales, there are more than 2 million people who are eligible for the third jab who have not yet received it. There have been over 4 million COVID-19 cases in Australia and almost 6,000 deaths. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.